Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Never Again So Close by Claudia Serrano, translated by Anne Milano Appel, performed by Emily Foster. Write like you can forget. Write and forget. Hold an entire world in your palm, then puff. Pierluigi Capello. 1. 39. That's the number of moles I counted on his back. 39. I've spent many sleepless nights lying beside him. He'd crash after lovemaking. Often, there wasn't even time to cuddle. I wasn't able to sleep. 39. He would roll over on his side, his back to me. A pale back. I'd start counting. Skin blemishes were not part of the tally, and at times, in the dark, it was hard to make them out, so I would have to start over. 39. I didn't dare touch him. I traced the outline of his forms, my finger in the air, less than an inch from his skin. The curve of his pelvis, the slight slope of his back, the sharpness of the shoulder blades. If, by mistake, my finger lingered over an area, if the desire to stroke it violated the space between my flesh and his, I would draw back quickly. You can caress a man even from a distance. You can reach him and let yourself be reached, even without touching him. You can lose everything the moment you give in to the temptation to do so. You can reject the word love and disguise it with a number, 39. And all that is what he taught me. My name is Antonia. Names are important. When you name things, they exist. My professor of French literature would often say that when we sat lost for hours, our heads deep in 19th century novels. Note the importance of language in matters of the heart, he would say as the last of the afternoon light filtered through the transom windows. When Adolf writes to Eleanor, he pours all his uncertainties into his letter. Yet his own words of love make him begin to feel the things he writes. That is the foremost fundamental law. Language has the power to create reality. When spoken, a thing exists. Some years later, one sunny day on the Aventine Hill, it would be Vittorio's turn to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?